Expect wholeness. It's already there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Expect wholeness. It's already there. Many people contact the Worldwide Healing Ministry and ask for treatment for their physical body. They want wholeness in their body. They want wholeness in their mind. They want wholeness in their body. They want to have a body that is whole and perfect. They want to have their body be in its original purity and integrity. And as they ask for that, they sometimes wonder, what's going on? How can they get that? How can they accomplish having their body be whole and perfect? Well, there's only one way that they can accomplish having their body be whole and perfect. And that is by their having the right attitude in their own mind about who and what they are. Having the right attitude in their mind about what is the thing that's most important to them. Now, when people call and ask about treatment for a sickness they might have, for an illness that they might have, the first thing I do, I tell them, hey, now I'm happy to work with you, but if you want to tell me what your problem is, well, we have a fee for that. It's $1 million. $1 million an hour. And they say, well, what silliness is that? And if you want to talk about your solutions, no charge. Free of charge. You just talk about your solutions and I'm with you and here to give you all the guidance and all the direction and all the support you could ever want. Wow! How do I change my thinking from thinking about problems to thinking about solutions? Well, just as simple as doing it. Well, I've got this appearance. Well, is that what you want? Do you want the appearance or do you want the reality? Well, certainly I think I want the reality. What is the reality? Well, the reality is that you're whole and perfect. Well, that's not the appearance. Well, the appearance is a temporary thing, and that's what you've got. But now, that's what you're concentrating on. Is that what you want? Do you want the appearance? You want the appearance to be more and 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 more you? You want the appearance to be all that you are in your life? Do you want the appearance to take you and control you and manipulate you? And hey, no, no. Is the appearance the same every day? Someday you have a cold, someday you have a broken leg, someday you have a headache, someday... Oh, sure, what are you talking about? You said don't talk about problems. I'm just talking about the appearances. Now, every day you got a different appearance. So now, have you ever had days when you felt real good? Yes, of course. You ever have days when you feel on top of the world, that you feel healthy as can be, and you feel that every organ, action, function in your body is whole and perfect and wonderful and fantastic? Oh, yeah, yeah. Not too often, but yeah. Well, let's try making it too often. Let's try making it real often. And the way to make it real often is where my thought is. Now, where is your thought? Is your thought on this, on the appearance, or is it on the solution? Now, what is a solution? Now, you say, well, I wish I knew. How do I have a solution to get rid of this headache, to get rid of this here? Now, what sort of medicine do I take, and what sort of things do I do? What sort of mental attitudes do I have, and what sort of... Hey, you don't have any mental attitudes. You don't have any medicine. You don't have any solutions. All you have is whatever it is that is important to you. Well, it's important to me not to have a headache. Well, then stop thinking about a headache. Start thinking about all the lovely things in your life. Start thinking about all the good experiences you had. Did you go on a picnic recently? Did you go on a picnic when you were a child? Oh, yeah, yeah. Mom and Dad, we used to take us out all the time. Well, did you have a special and wonderful time on a picnic anytime? Yeah, we went to this lake. And we were sitting in front of this house at the lake, and my dad says, look, there's a sign there. And we looked at the sign and said, for sale. My dad says, what do you say we buy it? And we looked at him and says, my gosh, wow. And so we bought it. We bought it. We went right to the people there, and we said, we'll buy it. And the people says, well, don't you want to know what the price is? And my dad says, you're honest people. You would only sell it to me at the most fair price that's available. And he said, Mike, you're a trusting fellow. And he said, yes, I've got the most beautiful family in the world, and they deserve the best, and I only teach them the best. I expect the best, and I get the best. Well, we don't really want to sell our property. Well, why are you offering it to sell? Because my husband has just been offered an opportunity to go to Germany and work for the German Council, American Council in Germany, and he's going to be there for 10 years. And so we would like to keep this property, but we can't afford to keep it up while we're gone. If you would like to move in here and take it over and take care of it for us and have it, it's yours totally. We'll pay the taxes and stuff like that, but everything is yours. You just live here and love it and send us pictures now and then of how wonderful it is. Wow! That's impossible. That's daydreaming. No, that really happened. That happened when my dad and my mom and us kids were sitting there in front of this house, and the sign was there, and the people came out and said, sure, we'll sell it to you, or we'll really let you take care of it for us while we are away. My goodness sakes! My dad says, wow, what a beautiful... We can afford to fix this house up a little bit. We can afford to maintain this house because we're not paying any rent. We're not paying it. We could even live here permanent, have it at our permanent home. And that was the happiest time of my life. You remember that? Oh, yes. Oh, do I remember it. For 10 years, do I remember it. That's where I grew up. That's where it's so wonderful. Oh, well, now, think those thoughts. While you're thinking those thoughts, there's no room in your mind for any other kind of thoughts. There's no room. Don't name it. Don't say there's no room for headache thoughts because you're naming it, you're going to bring it right back. Just say, there's no room in my mind for any other thoughts but happy thoughts. And so I have happy thoughts, and I have happy thoughts. Well, this is the kind of healing that we do at the Absolute Monastery. We work with people to help them to think positive thoughts about themselves. To think happy thoughts, to think uplifting thoughts, to think thoughts that only make room for a whole and perfect being. Ideal in every way. Now, isn't that kind of what you have in mind for yourself? Yeah, boy, that sure is what I have in mind for myself. I expect wholeness, and it's already there. I expect wholeness, and it's already there. I expect wholeness, and it's already there. I expect right action, and it's already there. I expect peace, and it's already there. I expect love, and it's already there. That's what it's all about. And, you know, you're right. That's what it's all about. That's the only thing that makes the world go round. Whatever we expect, we get. But what about when I do have something? What do you expect? Do you expect wholeness? Or do you expect that condition to remain forever? You see, when you start having positive thinking, when you start having positive attitudes about yourself, you'll no longer have attitudes about yourself that need to be changed. You'll no longer have attitudes of illness and poverty about yourself. You'll have attitudes of abundance and health. And with those attitudes of abundance and health, you'll live in that attitude, and that's what it's all about. Expect wholeness. It's already there. The house was there waiting for somebody to come along and say, hey, we like this house. And, you know, it would mean a lot to us. And the people said, sure, sure, enjoy. My goodness. And they didn't even know us. We didn't even know them, but we knew each other's heart. And just like principle knows your heart, when you have your heart on wholeness, right action, and peace, when you have your heart on the idea that you expect wholeness, knowing that it's already there, better way to say it, expect wholeness, it's already here. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.